ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ಅಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ. ಭಾಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 25 ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪುರಂಜನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ರಿಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪುರಂಜನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 11 ಸ್ವನ್ವೇಷಮಾಣ ಶರಣಂ ಸ್ವನ್ವೇಷಮಾಣ ಬಭ್ರಾಮ ಪೃಥಿವೀಂ ಪ್ರಭು Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Coincidentally, the bhajan we just sang, Prabhupada has taken the same song for explaining this sloka. Haribo. Translation. King Puranjana began to search for a suitable place to live, and thus he traveled all over the world. Even after a great deal of traveling, he could not find a place just to his liking. Finally, he became morose and disappointed. Repeat. King Puranjana began to search for a suitable place to live And thus he traveled all over the world.
Even after a great deal of traveling,
he could not find a place
just to his liking.
Finally he became morose and disappointed.
Purport.
The travelings of Puranjana are similar to the travelings of modern hippies. Generally, hippies are sons of great fathers and they are from great families. It is not that they are always poor, but somewhere or another they abandon the shelter of the rich fathers and travel all over the world. As stated in this verse, the living entity wants to become a Prabhu or master. The word Prabhu means master. But actually the living entity is not a master. He is the eternal servant of God. When the living entity abandons the shelter of God, Krishna, and tries to become a Prabhu independently, he travels all over the creation. There are 84 lakhs of species, millions and millions and trillions of planets within the creation. The living entity wanders throughout these various types of bodies, throughout different planets, and thus he is like King Puranjana, who traveled all over the world looking for a suitable place to live. Narottam Das Thakur has sung Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Vishera Bhanda. The path of Karma Kanda, fruitive activities, and the path of Jnana Kanda, speculation, are just like strong pots of poison. Amrita Bali Yabakaya Nana Yoni Sadafire. A person who mistakes this poison to be nectar and drinks travels in different species of life. Kadariya Bhakshanakare. According to his body, he eats all types of abominable things. For instance, when the living entity is in the body of a hog, he eats stool. When the living entity is in the body of a crow, he eats all kinds of garbage, even pus and mucus, and enjoys it. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur points out that the living entity travels in different types of bodies and eats all kinds of abominable things. When he does not become ultimately happy, he becomes morose or takes to the ways of hippies. Thus in this verse it is said that Na Anurupam, that the king could never find a place suitable for his purpose. This is because in any form of life and on any planet in the material world, a living entity cannot be happy because everything in the material world is unsuitable for the spirit soul. As stated in this verse, the living entity independently wants to become a Prabhu, but as soon as he gives up this idea, he becomes servant of Maya. Instead of becoming servant of God, Krishna. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Nichya Maya Arvase, Yashya Vase, Kashya Abudu Vibhaye. My dear living entity, why are you being carried away by the waves of Maya? As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Isvara Sarva Bhutanam Hrudayasya Arjuna Tishyate Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity is carried in the machine of the body through so many species of life on so many planets. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks the living entity why he is being carried away in his bodily machines to be placed in so many different circumstances. He advises that one surmount the waves of Maya by surrendering unto Krishna. Jeeva Krishna Das, Ye Viswas,
Karlatar Dukhanai. As soon as we confront Krishna, Krishna advises, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Charanam Vraja Anto Antara Bhapevya Moksha Ishyami Vasuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Thus, we are immediately relieved from the travelling from one body to another and from one planet to another. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Brahmitakona Bhagyavan Jiva. If while travelling a living entity becomes fortunate enough to become blessed by the association of devotees and to come to Krishna consciousness, his real life actually begins. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving all wandering living entities a chance to take to the shelter of Krishna and thus become happy. In this verse, the words Vimana, Iva are very significant. In this material world, even the great king of heaven is also full of anxiety. If even Lord Brahma is full of anxiety, what of these ordinary living entities who are working within this planet? Bhagavad Gita confirms, A Brahma Bonar Loka Punaravachana Arjuna. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death takes place. In the material world, a living entity is never satisfied, even in the position of Brahma, or in the position of Indra or Chandra, one is full of anxiety simply because he has accepted this material world as a place of happiness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantanam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this long purport for this text, Prabhupada is making it clear the plight of a conditioned soul who is trapped in this body and identifies with this body. That means he will try everywhere, he will try all the time, and in vain, without any avail. The same thing is said in many places that the living entity covered by external energy of the Lord is simply trying to find happiness in this world. Animals may do that, but such a life is not meant for human beings. Like in the 15th chapter also, 6th sloka, Krishna says, Mamevamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasashtani indriyani prakriti sani karshati. Krishna is also saying.
Our material scientists also accept by their slogans like struggle for existence, survival of the fittest, that means they are also accepting struggle for existence. In this life, we have to struggle for everything, right from the birth to death. Birth is a struggle. In the womb of the mother, the infant, he has to struggle. There is a small story like there is a larva, and from the larva the caterpillar comes, and the caterpillar will make a cocoon, and after some days in the cocoon comes the butterfly, so it's a struggle. The caterpillar is caught in a cocoon, and then when it gains enough strength, it will be able to break apart the cocoon, and it comes out and it starts flying. It forgets all the struggle, and then it is after honey from the flowers. Generally, from the struggle, we learn that it's not the right place to stay. People are so foolish. They try to criticize the devotees. And devotees, they give up the struggle for existence, and they come to the path of devotional service. And the karmis, they brand the devotees as escapists. You are trying to escape the responsibilities of life. You don't want to do job, you don't want to take responsibility of your family members. So you want to avoid this struggle. But they themselves, they know that nobody unnecessarily struggles. We are forced to struggle. Suppose I tell you, we keep some 10 bags of rice. So daily you lift them, put it down from the first floor, take to the down floor, and then bring them back, keep it here and go. He said, why? Why should we do it unnecessarily? So similarly, we give the same answer. If Krishna assures your maintenance, why should you struggle unnecessarily? Krishna is assuring, and then people are unnecessarily struggling. And because devotees could get a chance to read Bhagavad Gita, they could associate with the devotees, and they also, as far as the material needs of life are concerned, the arrangement is already there. If the arrangement is not there, what can you do? Suppose, like two things are completely in the control of God. Like birth is in the control of God, and maintenance, it is in the control of God, and death,
it is in the control of God. That means we are taking birth with the sanction of the Lord. If the Lord has given us sanction to take birth, and it is also His responsibility to feed us. If God doesn't feed us, how are we going to live? Sometimes there is a famine or flood, and people simply suffer because of the famine. They don't have enough to eat. What is your science doing? Like now, say, big agitation. Today is Bandh, is it? Today is Bandh, Andhra Bandh, Andhra Bandh. So, because the hike of electricity charges at one time is so big, and people are all very upset, and the government is going in disfavor of the public. Public don't like the government, and the elections are round the corner. In another few months, there are going to be elections. So when the elections are going to come, no government wants to disturb the public because they will lose the elections. And for 5 years, they have to be in the opposition party and they lose. So if somehow, but if the electricity supply is not there, what they can do? The government may think, let us please the public, because if we try to make them happy for 5-6 months, then we'll get a chance to rule the state for another 5 years. Everybody wants, you know. You just give them some sop, give them some incentives, and then they will elect you again. But they are forced. They are forced to increase the prices where there is no supply. And how they will, how they are going to supply. So they are forced. That means the government like to become popular, but it is not in their hands. So it is up to Krishna. If Krishna is not favorable, the government may try hard, this way, that way. If Krishna is not favorable, and the government will be a failure. Why Krishna is not favorable? The government wants to become popular, right? But things are not like that. That means the government is not in control of the situation. It's a fact. Every government wants to do nice things for the public and then want to get elected again and again. But by God's arrangement, they fail, and then they are driven away. They are defeated. So, what is the reason? Because the governance is not according to God's desire. The governance is according to God's desire, and then God will supply. God wants something, and you want to do something else. So why should God support you? Like terrorists want to do something, so governments will nab them down, shoot them down. They are also Indians. They are also human beings. But because they are against the law of the government, so government not only doesn't support them, it even wants to attack them and control them. So now same thing is happening. Krishna is actually the is the real head. So we call Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are heads.
Manmohan is also head. And Obama is also head. But on these heads, there is a supreme head, supreme personality of Godhead. So, it is not simply supreme head. It is supreme personality of Godhead. That means is the real head. Like sometimes America may dominate or China may dominate by their massive power, they may control. But they are also not in control. Because it is not Godhead. They are simply, it's a power game, and they happen to have more resources or manpower. So they can control others. But they are not independent, they are also controlled. That's why they cannot also do anything. That's why Prabhupada uses the word, particularly in Bhagavad Gita, the supreme personality of Godhead. The means singular. If there are many, he is a God, he is a God, he is a God, like that. But when you say the God means there is no one equal to him. Like demigods. Demigods are many, but supreme personality of Godhead is one. So when Godhead we say, that means he is capable. Supreme means, that is also clearing, it looks like there are many universal rulers. But it's not that there are many universal rulers, there are, but over them there is one. So Prabhupada very specifically uses. Let's say we don't recommend Gorakhpur Bhagavad Gita and books like that, because they don't know how to present Bhagavad Gita so that it can clear all your doubts. They just write, and people are still in confusion. So he says Bhagavan Shiva, and he says Bhagavan Krishna, and Bhagavan Narad, and like that. So then again, the question is not answered. Who is the single head? So the supreme personality of Godhead. And also the word personality is also very significant. The personality means they can respond, they can reciprocate. If God is impersonal, then he doesn't know how to act, how to respond to the occasion. Suppose we are leading a sinful life, immediately punishments will come. We are living a pious life, rewards will begin to come. It's not that we don't know how things are being managed. That's why in this world, not everyone is a poor man. Not everyone is a rich man. You cannot say India is a poor country. India has such rich people. They are ranked in the rich people of the world. So how can you say India is rich or poor? In India, there are individuals who rank 9th in the world. The 9th richest person is in India. Like that, there are so many rich people. That means plenty of wealth is there with Indians. Still, you call India is a poor country. Probably because a majority of Indians are below the poverty line. So you call India is a poor country. So that doesn't make India a poor country. You can call it mismanagement. If there is no one to control these rich people. So rich man is going on in his way, and poor man is becoming more poor. And this is mismanagement. So personality means God can intervene. God can reciprocate. And God can punish.
generally God is always good, but God will punish. Because God is good, God's punishment is also good. If God is all good, then punishment must also be good. We may not appreciate. So this is what the story about here. This King Puranjan, is in bodily concept. When we are in bodily concept, we are looking for conditions that can be pleasing to the body. But there is no place which is pleasing to the body. Like in winter, you like to go to Kodaikanal. You would like to go to Dehradun and Mussoorie and such hill stations. No? Again, when the summer comes, you don't like that place because it is shivering cold in winter. That means you have to keep moving. When it is summer, you move to close to Himalayas. When it is winter, then you go to away from north, you go. But you will never find a proper arrangement. Like you make AC. AC means you can increase the heat, you can reduce the heat, but you have to air seal the place. If there is air communication, where is the AC? No AC. No? If you want AC, then you have to airtight the whole thing. There cannot be exchange between outside and inside. Then you may think like you can heat it up, you can cool it. But that is more dangerous because if the air is not circulating and all contaminated air is there, and then it ruins your health. So AC is not good actually. When you are traveling in the car, it's good that you open the door so that you can get fresh air, and you put it AC, and you get all respiratory problems, you get all skin problems, allergy. And then you don't know, because we don't know all diseases, you don't know why you are suffering. You don't know, because so many artificial things are around. What is the reason? You don't know. That means simply people are wandering and wandering where to find a place which is comfortable. And they want to make this place a nice place. You know? We tell them, people want to make this world a heaven. Heaven on earth. Their projects. Just fooling public. You will have some real estate, you have a swimming pool here, a nice park here, and parking place, and you this, that. So this is heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. But unfortunately, they don't know that you cannot use the word heaven on earth. Okay, earth is earth and heaven is heaven. You cannot bring those conditions here. Only God can arrange. That's why there is, I was reading last night, Trisanku Swarga. There's a word in Bhagavatam called Trisanku Swarga. Trisanku means he's a very sinful man. King Trisanku is a very sinful man. He does the horrible sinful activities, and he wants to go to heaven. Trisanku Swarga. Swarga means heaven. How is that possible? A highly sinful man, not even ordinary sins, highly sinful man, he wants to go to heaven. But how can he do that? So what horrible things he did? Trisanka means three horrible sins. One is he ran away with another man's wife. He ran away, this Trisanku, he ran away with another man's wife. He can marry, he can keep his wife. Or you marry another one. But he ran away with another man's wife. That means he has cheated this woman and also he has hurt the other man. And then the universal laws are there. Human society is governed by certain laws. That means Yamaraj will not also leave you. Terrible punishment. And second thing is, he goes to the his father. Father chastises him. You have done such a sinful activity. At least you repent in your lifetime before death. Otherwise, in hell, you have to undergo such punishment. It is better that you do atonement here. In hell, you will not be able to tolerate the severity of the punishment. But this guy, he thought his father will support him. Generally, like when son does some nonsense, parents want to protect their children. But the time was Satyayuga. So not like today's parents. Whatever your son is, just you support your son or daughter. It's not like that. So Trisanku's father, he also heavily chastised. Why did you do this? You are from a royal family. And you can marry even 10 women, you can marry. No problem. Why did you do this? So he chastised. And then he became upset and he went to the king, he went to the guru, he went to Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni, he also did not support. He supported the father. You just follow your father. He told you the right thing. So second thing is, he became, he developed a grudge for his guru. Because being a king, with ahankar, he thought everybody should listen to him, but not necessarily. You may be a king, but if someone wants to disagree with you, he can. So father, he likes his son, but he did not like the son doing this activity. And the guru is a well-wisher of his disciples. But it is not that Guru will just tolerate all the nonsense we do. So Vasishtha Muni also said, no, you did a nonsense. Then he also turned against Vasishtha Muni, which is a bigger offense. You know, turning against Guru, you have to actually, when the Guru chastises, you should say that his kindness is correcting me, and you correct. Otherwise, you will make a bigger mistake. So it was the second mistake. And the third thing he did, Trisanku, is that he stole the Nandini. Nandini is the daughter of Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu is a wish-fulfilling cow. And similarly, Kamadhenu has a daughter, Nandini. And he gave it to Vasishtha Muni, so that he can live peacefully. And this guy, being a sinful man, he did not have enough prosperity and all that. This Trisanku, father drove him away, the guru chastised him, and then while leaving, that was Nandini, it is a wish-fulfilling cow. I should take this. And then he forcibly, he took the cow. And the cow did not want to go. So mother cow also became hurt. So hurting father, hurting guru, hurting a cow. What are bigger sinful activities than that? These people, these three, you have to please them. But Tirsankur, he has lost all his good fortune. So, actually his name was something else. His name was Satyavan. Because he did this, in those times, he did this horrible sinful activities. So his name got changed, Tirsankur. So that rest of the history, people can know what kind of king was this Satyavan. But kings are politicians, you know. So Tirsankur did not learn lesson from all these curses. He goes to Vishwamitra Muni. He knows that Vishwamitra Muni, Vasishtha Muni, they are little. Because Vishwamitra Muni, he did not have Kamadhenu. And Vasishtha has. And Vishwamitra Muni was envious of Vasishtha Muni. So this Tirsankur, he thought he is a smart man. I will go to Vishwamitra Muni and as a prestige issue, he will support him because they don't get along together. So he goes to Vishwamitra Muni. I asked them to send me to heaven and they did not and they cannot. You should do it and so that you are superior than them. Vishwamitra Muni being a Kshatriya, he took it seriously. Yeah, I will show that I am better than them. And said, using all his tapasya power, what he has done for so many thousands of years, said, let this Tirsankur ascend to the heaven. This Tirsankur started moving up. And he went to the outskirts of the heaven. But there are universal laws. No, the living entity cannot go anywhere he likes. There are certain laws are there. Such a sinful man cannot go to the heaven. So Indra was there. And then they all pushed him down. He became upside down and he started coming down again. And then Vishwamitra saw it. It's an insult for him. And he wanted to send him again. Whatever power I have, you should enter the heaven. And then the real control of heaven is Indra. You cannot just, without permission of Indra, you cannot go to heaven. So, you know, you have to worship Indra, you should become pleased. Then, you know, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitruna Yanti Pritulata, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Majjana Apima. Whatever eligibility you have, you can go accordingly. This guy, Tirsankur, has no eligibility. So, this Vishwamitra Muni has some power of parents, but Indra has power he has got from Krishna. So, Vishwamitra Muni cannot compete with Indra. Pushed again, back and forth. Horrible life. If you are kicked around like a football, where is peace? I kick you and he kick you and I kick you. And it is better that you become a beggar and stay in some place, that is better. So this was going on. And then Vishwamitra Muni said, no, my power is not sufficient to send him to heaven. So he said, all right, I cannot violate the universal laws. So I will create a sub-heaven. You will not really go to heaven and you will not come to the earth also. I will create a little place that he can do. So he created a little place. Not in heaven and not on earth. He is in a place just standing like that. So it is more horrible because he cannot enjoy the pleasures of heaven, he cannot enjoy the pleasures of earthly planet. And then he is just hanging upside down. This is called Tirsankur Sarga. The point is, that is also our situation. We are trying to make heaven here, but Krishna will not allow it to happen. Krishna made it for a particular thing. Krishna made it for a particular thing So you may work hard, and it takes Krishna a minute to smash everything, and then back again, situation. But people are trying hard because they are ignorance. They are foolish. Neither they will read Bhagavad Gita, nor they will go to a spiritual person. And they are so proud with their knowledge of science and technology, and they think they can do anything and everything. And they are simply suffering. The interesting thing is, they don't think they are suffering. Although they are suffering, they don't think they are suffering. Suppose I ask a man, you live in a gutter. You live in a gutter. Gutter means sewerage canal. You know, the municipality has gutters where all the dirty water, that will all go, it's called sewerage canal. And if you are asked to live, a man cannot live because we have some senses. If something is stinking, can you stay there for long? You cannot. Because it doesn't suit your body. You have to go away, otherwise you become sick. If you stay in a unhygienic place, stinking place, you will suffer and you will become sick. But there are many living entities that enjoy in the gutter, like the pigs. There are many worms are there. They are somersaulting and they are swimming nicely. They are enjoying all the gutter atmosphere. That means their bodies are made for that. But we cannot. So similarly, we cannot be happy in this world because our body is made in such a way. You do one thing, you will have another trouble. I told you, you make an AC room, you get asthma problems. You do something else, it will have another problem. That's why Bhagavatam says, for everything a man does, it will bring another 10 problems. God has created only 4 problems. Birth, disease, old age and death. And the people have created 100,000 problems because they don't want to cooperate with God. You just cooperate with God. Krishna says there is disease, old age, death and birth. So you serve me and you give up your nonsense desires, sinful desires, and you come back very easy. Just you surrender to me, Krishna is saying. You surrender to me, I will take care of you in every way. And you can avoid these 4 problems. Birth, disease, old age and death. And then these 4 problems are there, plus we have many other problems. Many, many. You cannot count them, how many problems are there. This is called life of Puranjan. This Puranjan is trying hard. Like all of us, that anyone who is trying to make a material solution to the problems of the world, that's why in Science of Self-Realization book, there's a topic by Prabhupada, spiritual solutions for material problems. He did not say material solutions and there are material problems and there are solutions. That is what the science is trying to do. Material problems, we are trying to make material solutions. But Prabhupada is saying, Prabhupada is not saying something out of his head. Prabhupada is a devotee of Krishna. So whatever solutions Prabhupada is giving, Prabhupada is simply explaining what is already told by Krishna. Is it a devotee? A devotee means he doesn't change Krishna's word. So Prabhupada is simply, the knowledge is there, and to a common man, how can he understand? So he is explaining that. Prabhupada, he always said, I did not give anything new.
It is already there and you don't know. And I am trying to make you become aware of this. Prabhupada always claimed to be a postman or a peon. A postman or a peon, they just carry out their duties. A peon means he is working under some manager, some boss, and he has to just do it. He doesn't have to use his head. The peon, he has to, if the boss says, drink some tea, he cannot say, sir, we should not take tea. That is not the business of a peon. He will be fired from his job. So peon has to just execute, whether he likes it or not, whether it is good or bad, he has to follow the boss. Similarly, postman, he may bring you sad news of death or failure. You may get some letter. You have appeared for your gate examination and a letter comes back. You are not cleared your scores and you are below the pass grade. So it is a saddening news. But postman says, if I take this news, they will become unhappy, so I should not give them this. No, then you lose his job. If postman doesn't give letters to the, and he sees, he reads the letters and accordingly, if it is a nice letter, I will give them. So who will know what is nice and what is not nice? It is not a nice letter, but actually it may, because it is Krishna's arrangement, that nice, not nice letter reaches that man, and it may change his life. So you cannot say what is nice or not nice. But actually everything is nice in this world for a believer of God. For a believer of God, something not nice is going on. That means you will understand, maybe I am not doing something that is pleasing to Krishna. Or if you are actually doing something pleasing to Krishna, in spite of that, something not pleasing is happening. If you are a devotee, there is something good in this. So the point here is, all our lives are a clear example of Puranjan. Puranjan means one who is determined to enjoy with this body. In Telugu, we read some comic stories. Pattu Vadalani Vikramarkudu. Pattu means determination. Determination is a good quality. But determination quality in a demon is not good. Determination in a devotee is good. So, these materialistic people are also very determined. That means they are misusing their determination and struggling against odds. They are determined to go on doing the same thing and they don't want to learn. They are called mudhas. Anyone who doesn't learn from the experience of life is called a mudha. So who can say that he did not, like now we don't have fan, current is gone. So it is an inconvenience. Somewhere, no circulation of air, suffocation, and there is a nice breeze. It is very nice. So we are suffering, we have to admit. So similarly, everything in this world, everything, you take anything, so, like putting this glass, it is like putting some blinkers. Suppose you can do without glasses, is it good or not? You don't need glasses, but you put the glasses, you don't feel comfortable. But for a man whose eyesight is poor, although this may be an artificial thing, because we are not born with glasses, I did not take but with glasses, but I'm used to this. Now, I put the glasses like this, because if I put like this and see, then I don't see you. So lazy. So I have to see you also, whether you are sleeping or not, whether you are doing some mischief, you know, like Bhavani, pulling here, pulling there. So you have to stop that. So you have to see also. At the same time, I have to read also. So it's a funny, odd way. I have to put the glasses. So what can you do? No? You have to do it. So this is, so we are all like jokers and buffoons or clowns here, because we don't want to cooperate with God. So everybody is a fool and a buffoon here. And still, because everybody is a fool, they congratulate you, oh, you're cleared, you have to congratulations. So simply, and if someone, an intelligent man comes and says them what is actually the fact, it is said it is folly to be wise in the company of fools. There is one intelligent man and all others are fools. And everybody will call this intelligent man a fool. A majority opinion. So this is what is going on in this world. Devotees are very few and they are actually the truthful people, but because majority of the people are materialistic and they are not only materialistic, they are actually mudhas. Mudhas means they have lost their intelligence. They cannot discriminate between Sreya and Preya, eternal and temporary, immortality and mortality. They cannot understand. So here, through the life of Puranjan, we are seeing, if we examine our own life, you know, we wander from place to place. You know, we are looking for a good friend. We are looking for a good place. We are looking for everything good. But unfortunately, everything is bad here. When everything is bad here, how are you going to find good? In the spiritual world, everything is good. There is no disease, there is no old age, there is no death. So if you want everything good, what you have to do? You have to understand that you are the soul, not this body. So this Puram is not bad. The soul is the inhabitant and body is the Puram, a residence. So residence is not bad, but what you do in the residence? In the residence you drink and smoke, eat meat and indulge in material pleasures. Or you live in the house and nicely utilize your house for doing worship, for serving God, for glorifying God, and things like that. So we need a shelter. Like suppose we are asked to live without a shelter. We have some threshold of tolerance. We cannot tolerate beyond some cold like that, beyond some heat like that. So we need a house. So house is not bad, but what you are doing in the house. So human body is very valuable and precious. We don't say this is dirty, this is frustrating, this is bad, that is there. But still it can serve a good purpose. That is, only human body can afford that you can understand God, you can serve God, and then you can become liberated from the bondage to the body. But Puranjan, now he is coming in contact with this Prachin Barisat. Now he is coming in contact with Narada Muni. So this Barisat position is 1,000 times better than our position. He's a king, he's a pious man, and he has all resources at his disposal. Still, Narada Muni is going to show that it is all like we were reading in that bhajan, sometimes floating in the ocean of illusion. Floating in the ocean of illusion, sinking in the ocean of illusion. So, what is the position of Prachin Bharisat? Is floating in the illusion or sinking in the illusion? He's floating because he's a king. He has all luxuries. But unfortunately, he is floating in the ocean of illusion. In illusion, whether you float or sink, what is the use? If it is the real ocean and you float, I have saved myself. But in illusion, whether you float or sink, it is all useless because you have to get out of illusion. So, this is the nature of rich people or poor people in this world. A rich man is thinking, I am happy, but it is only an illusion. Misery, if somebody is thinking I am unhappy, is unnecessarily thinking. He is not really unhappy. He has to wake up like a bad dream. In a bad dream, you are very uncomfortable. You just wake up. Okay, it's only a dream. If you are really in real life, if you have a big tragedy, then it's real. But in the dream, if you have a tragedy, simply you have to wake up. You understand that really there is no tragedy. So similarly, for the soul, there cannot be unhappiness and there cannot be temporary happiness. Soul is eternal happiness. There is no temporary happiness for the soul and there is no unhappiness at all for the soul. So that means you are full of bliss. Just you have to wake up. You have to wake up from the body. So Narada Muni is opening the eyes of Prachin Bharisat. You think I am doing very nice pious activities. I am a king, I am wealth, I have nice children. How long? How long this nice will be there? Not for very long. Any moment, things can change. Suppose Prachin Bharisat offends some devotee of the Lord, immediately finish. The moment you offend a devotee, your longevity is gone, your wealth is gone, your reputation is gone, and your, everything will be finished just by offending devotees. So we have to be very encouraging and respectful to the devotees for whatever their faults and mistakes, because the goal of life is to chant Hare Krishna. So don't look into the faults. You're chanting Hare Krishna and have to see the greatest good. Is there anything more good than chanting Hare Krishna? Is there anything more auspicious, more good? So how we should take care of the devotees? Take care of the devotees, at least not offend them if you cannot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Nama.